Part 1. The Boy. God is a comedian, playing to an audience that is afraid to laugh. Voltaire. Chapter 1. You think you know how this story is going to end, but you don't. Trust me, I was there, I know. The first time I saw the man who would save the world, he was sitting near the central well in Nazareth with a lizard hanging out of his mouth. Just the tail end and the hind legs were visible on the outside. The head and forelegs were halfway down the hatch. He was 6, like me, and his beard had not come in fully, so he didn't look much like the pictures you've seen of him. His eyes were like dark honey, and they smiled at me out of a mop of blue-black curls that framed his face. There was a light older than Moses in those eyes. "Unclean! Unclean!" I screamed, pointing at the boy, so my mother would see that I knew the law. But she ignored me, as did all the other mothers who were filling their jars at the well. The boy took the lizard from his mouth and handed it to his younger brother, who sat beside him in the sand. The younger boy played with the lizard for a while, teasing it until it reared its little head as if to bite. Then he picked up a rock and mashed the creature's head. Bewildered, he pushed the dead lizard around in the sand, and once assured that it wasn't going anywhere on its own, he picked it up and handed it back to his older brother. Into his mouth went the lizard, and before I could accuse, out it came again, squirming and alive and ready to bite once again. He handed it back to his younger brother, who smote it mightily with a rock, starting or ending the whole process again. I watched the lizard die 3 more times before I said, "I want to do that too." The Savior removed the lizard from his mouth and said, "Which part?" By the way, his name was Joshua. Jesus is the Greek translation of the Hebrew Yeshua, which is Joshua. Christ is not a last name. It's the Greek for Messiah, a Hebrew word meaning anointed. I have no idea what the H in Jesus H. Christ stood for. It's one of those things I should have asked him. Me? I am Levi, who was called Biff. No middle initial. Joshua was my best friend. The angel says I'm supposed to just sit down and write my story. Forget about what I've seen in this world. But how am I to do that? In the last 3 days, I've seen more people, more images, more wonders than in all my 33 years of living. And the angel asks me to ignore them? Yes, I have been given the gift of tongues. So I see nothing without knowing the word for it. But what good does that do? Did it help in Jerusalem to know that it was a Mercedes that terrified me and sent me diving into a dumpster? Moreover, after Raziel pulled me out and ripped my fingernails back as I struggled to stay hidden, did it help to know that it was a Boeing 747 that made me cower in a ball, trying to rock away my own tears and shut out the noise and fire? Am I a little child, afraid of its own shadow? Or did I spend 27 years at the side of the Son of God? On the hill, where he pulled me from the dust, the angel said, "You will see many strange things. Do not be afraid. You have a holy mission, and I will protect you." Smug bastard. Had I known what he would do to me, I would have hit him again. Even now, he lies on the bed across the room, watching pictures move on a screen, eating the sticky sweet called Snickers, while I scratch out my tail on this soft as silk paper that reads Hyatt Regency St. Louis at the top. Words, 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 a million, million words circle in my head like hawks, waiting to dive onto the page to rend and tear the only 2 words I want to write. Why me? There were 15 of us. Well, 14 after I hung Judas. So why me? Joshua always told me not to be afraid, for he would always be with me. Where are you, my friend? Why have you forsaken me? You wouldn't be afraid here. The towers and machines and the shine and stink of this world would not daunt you. Come now. I'll order a pizza from room service. You would like pizza. The servant who brings it is named Jesus, and he's not even a Jew. You always liked irony. Come, Joshua. The angel says you are yet with us. You can hold him down while I pound him. Then we will rejoice in pizza. Raziel has been looking at my writing and insisting that I stop whining and get on with the story. Easy for him to say. He didn't just spend the last 2,000 years buried in the dirt. Nevertheless, he won't let me order pizza until I finish a section. So, here goes.